High school senior Shelby Bim drives 3 times a day to the Northumberland Public Library, where she parks outside and uses the Wi-Fi.
I just come here to use it because we can't get it down our road.
Bim lives along a river where trees and even tides can interfere with wireless connections. And it's so far from the main road, customers can't afford the price providers require to lay broadband cables. Like most teens, she needs the internet for homework and to stay connected with friends.
A lot of people come here at night to get on the Wi-Fi, no lie.
The Northumberland Public Library is the only publicly available internet in the county. Director Alice Cooper says other libraries in the Northern Neck are providing the same service.
It's an economic as well as a geographic problem. We found that more than 50% of our county does not have access to high-speed internet at their home.
Nationwide, 39% of rural communities, or about 23 million people, lack broadband access, compared with only 4% of urban Americans. Cost to providers is the biggest hurdle. Just to rent telephone poles for their equipment can be $2 per pole per month down rural roads that may have only a couple of houses.
Almost every function I attend, at some time or another, the subject of broadband comes up.
Local governments, tired of waiting, are starting to set up their own internet service, and that spurred private companies into action. Last month, for the first time, a Northern Neck broadband provider and a wireless provider, normally competitors, sat down to talk with local and federal officials about partnerships. Danny Jobe is with Metrocast, a company that's already laid down cable right up to those so-called last miles.
Frankly, the easy part's been done. I mean, we're to the hard part now. It's going to take a lot of different methods to get there.
One way to get down those rural roads is by working with Virginia Broadband, a wireless company. An added bonus for working together now, access to federal money for companies willing to solve this problem at a fair cost to subscribers. Joe Lenig, head of sales and marketing for Virginia Broadband, says counties want to get this done.
Quite honestly, they're tired of hearing their constituents yelling at them about getting internet. But they are a government entity, and we are a private entity. And you have to go through processes to get that done through taxpayer dollars.
And there are the aging landline phones that will slowly be replaced by fiber and other new technologies.
We both see the need that these people in rural areas, they need it. They are going to be losing their copper phone line infrastructure. So they are going to be losing their lifeline, their phone line. They need internet for multiple of reasons. And as for-profit companies, we have to watch our bottom line. But by the same token, we have to be stewards of the community. And we need to figure this out together.
Back at the library, Alice Cooper has devised another way to bring her patrons high-speed internet, a new mobile library, the first in the region. At $5,000 a year, it's expensive, but it means less trips up the road for users like Shelby Bim. From the Northern Neck, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.